Side 1. Last and First Men and Last Men in London by Olaf Stapledon, a 605-page book published together in one volume by Penguin Books, copyright 1972. Recorded for special distribution as authorized by Act of Congress under Public Law 89-522, with the kind permission of the copyright holder. Read by Ray Landers in the studios of Taping for the Blind, Houston, Texas. William Olaf Stapledon was born in 1886 and educated at Abbot's Home School, Balliol College, Oxford, and Liverpool University. After spending 18 months with a shipping office in Liverpool and Port Said, he lectured extramurally for Liverpool University in English literature and industrial history. He served in France with the Friends Ambulance Unit from 1915 to 1919. He subsequently lectured again extramurally for Liverpool University in psychology and philosophy. He died in 1950. His books include A Modern Theory of Ethics, Odd John, 1935, Star Maker, 1937, Sirius, 1944, and A Man Divided, 1950. Last and First Men, Table of Contents. Preface. Introduction by One of the Last Men. The Chronicle. Chapter 1, Balkan Europe. 1. The European War and After. 2. The Anglo-French War. 3. Europe After the Anglo-French War. 4. The Russo-German War. Chapter 2, Europe's Downfall. 1. Europe and America. 2. The Origins of a Mystery. 3. Europe Murdered. Chapter 3. America and China. 1. The Rivals. 2. The Conflict. 3. On an Island in the Pacific. Chapter 4. An Americanized Planet. 1. The Foundation of the First World State. 2. The Dominance of Science. 3. Material Achievement. 4. The Culture of the First World State. 5. Downfall. Chapter 5. The Fall of the First Men. 1. The First Dark Age. 2. The Rise of Patagonia. 3. The Cult of Youth. 4. The Catastrophe. Chapter 6, Transition. 1. The First Men at Bay. 2. The Second Dark Age. Chapter 7, The Rise of the Second Men. 1. The Appearance of a New Species. 2. The Intercourse of Three Species. 3. The Zenith of the Second Men. Chapter 8, The Martians. 1. The First Martian Invasion. 2. Life on Mars. 3. The Martian Mind. 4. Delusions of the Martians. Chapter 9. Earth and Mars. 1. The Second Men at Bay. 2. The Ruin of Two Worlds. 3. The Third Dark Age. Chapter 10. The Third Men in the Wilderness. 1. The Third Human Species. 2. Digressions of the Third Men. 3. The Vital Art. 4. Conflicting Policies. Chapter 11. Man Remakes Himself. 1. The First of the Great Brains. 2. The Tragedy of the Fourth Men. 3. The Fifth Men. 4. The Culture of the Fifth Men. Chapter 12. The Last Terrestrials. 1. The Cult of Evanescence. 2. Exploration of Time. 3. Voyaging in Space. 4. Preparing a New World. Chapter 13. Humanity on Venus. 1. Taking Root Again. 2. The Flying Men. 3. A Minor Astronomical Event. Chapter 14, Neptune. 1. Bird's Eye View. 2. Da Capo. 3. Slow Conquest. Chapter 15, The Last Men. 1. Introduction to the Last Human Species. 2. Childhood and Maturity. 3. A Racial Awakening. 4. Cosmology. Chapter 16, The Last of Man. 1. Sentence of Death. 2. Behavior of the Condemned. 3. Epilogue. Last Men in London. Contents. Preface. Introduction, the future's concern with the past. Chapter 1, The World of the Last Men. 1. Holiday on Neptune. 2. Men and Man. 3. Biographical Note. Chapter 2, Exploring the Past. 1. The Portal to the Past. 2. Difficulties and Dangers. 3. Influencing Past Minds. 4. Hovering Over Time. 5. Descent Among the First Men. 6. In the Streets of London. Chapter 3, The Child Paul. 1. Paul and His Neptunian Parasite. 2. The Child Paul. 3. Early Experiments on Paul. 4. Paul's Changing World. Chapter 4, Paul Comes of Age. 1. Paul and Sex. 2. Paul Devout. 3. Paul Faces the Facts. Chapter 5, Origins of the European War. 1. The Neptunian Attitude to the War. 2. The Philosophical Lemurs. 3. Prehistoric Origins of the War. 4. The Historical Period. Chapter 6, The War. 1. Europe Before the War. 2. Europe Chooses War. 3. Europe at War. 4. Paul in the War. Chapter 7, After the War. 1. The New Hope. 2. Paul Gathers Up the Threads. 3. Paul Comes to Terms with Woman. 4. London and the Spirit. Chapter 8, The Modern World. 1. Paul Undertakes His Task. 2. The Research. 3. Fruits of the Research. 4. Paul Settles Down. Chapter 9, On Earth and on Neptune. 1. Submerged Supermen. 2. Paul and Humpty. 3. Back to Neptune. 4. Epilogue by the terrestrial author of this book.